So,
what?
Cardi and Nicki.
We can talk about it later, because it's like it's been a major thing for this entire
week. And it's like more stuff is unfolding.
And then the shady shit.
Have you seen that video with her ex roommate?
Who?
Cardi B's ex roommate.
No.
What?
Did it come out today?
I saw it earlier this morning. And oh my god.
What happened?
The tea.
Show it. How long is it?
It's like a, I would say a good 10 minutes, but it's juicy. Let me see, YouTube.
Ooh, Lord, I'm tired.
Did you eat yet?
Mm-mm. I was gonna get the crawfish and stuff.
Mm. Say the stuff she was saying was ridiculous.
Did you lock the door?
I think I did.
About to come knocking. Wait, let me call Tony.
Mm-hmm. I think it was like a. It was mostly this video, but it was like really good.
Hey Tony, it's Kamani. Hey, just letting you know we're next door recording. Yeah, alright, thanks Tony. Bye. Ooh, this is about to be interesting.
Yeah. Oh, we should have bought some like wine or something.
We should have. And now they're about to start church.
Right? Oh my god. What time is it? 7:14.
You want to get wine?
I think we should just go and go through it.
There was like a meme about Riley. He's like, I would throw a shoe too if I saw Riley looking over there looking like Thanos. I was like, she built as hell.
She is really built.
I'd be scared too. Like,
okay.
Woo. All right, ready?
Yep. This is Shannon.
And this is Kamani.
Welcome to Drink with Blurs.
And we're back, and we got some tea for y'all. A lot of things have happened in our hiatus. We got a lot to discuss about things that have been going on in pop culture, so no worries. Nothing like, we're not doing any guest or topics.
Yeah, just taking it easy and just kind of recapping all the things that happened in the media. not all, but like...
A decent amount.
Yeah, a decent amount.
Like the big highlights.
Yeah.
Have you listened to like this Eminem stuff? Like Machine Gun Kelly?
I don't think I care enough.
Me too. There was like one, it was like there was a meme about like this is like Mayo versus Mayo.
Mayo versus Mayo.
Because he called him out on his new album, Kamikaze, called out Machine Gun Kelly.
Uh-huh.
I listened to that, and then apparently Machine Gun Kelly responded. I tried to listen to that, wasn't really into it.
Uh-huh.
And then, so Eminem released a response today. This is Friday, y'all. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of like, still like, I've never been as big of an Eminem fan as other people.
I haven't neither. I just feel like he's overhyped.
He's a white boy that doesn't say nigger. Oh.
Yeah, they say like he's one of the greatest rappers. I'm like, really? Is he really?
He just raps fast.
Like, he doesn't impress me at all.
That was, I just had to ask you that. Like, because you might have been more attuned to what was going on than me.
I didn't even care to listen to it. I'm like, oh, you got a new album? Oh, that's good.
Yeah, because he tried to do the whole Beyonce thing, like dropping it at night.
Oh, he
like,
did?
I think so. It was just like unannounced release, and everybody was like, ah! kamikaze. I'm like,
okay.
I have these papers or have these students to get ready for. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, I started teaching finally.
See?
And I do want to say professors definitely have favorites.
Okay.
Because I have favorites.
You're ready.
Yeah. Like, I have a favorite class. And it's just like, y'all, I like y'all a lot mm-hmm. more than like the rest. Not that I don't like the others. It's just that it's interesting being in front of a class. So because on one hand, like, they look at you, especially since most of the people in this class are freshmen. And they're like, oh my gosh, he knows so much. And he knows, has all the answers. And I'm like, not really. But on the other hand, it's kind of like I feed off of their energy. So if you're like, and quiet,
mm-hmm.
like I'm up there looking ridiculous and yeah. feeling ridiculous. But if you're like participating or asking questions
mm-hmm.
that actually have some logical sense.
Oh my God, I had a professor that couldn't stand a quiet like class. Like one, he was already the hardest class in the major. Like,
oh, for accounting?
For accounting, it was business law.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard class in general, but he just makes it like 10 times worse. And like, he used to just talk and talk and talk, and just like, once he asks a question, it's just like, what are you even asking? Like, how do I even respond? And like, mm-hmm. the class would be really quiet, and he'd right. be like, someone could answer the question. And like, sometimes he'll kind of catch a little attitude because like, we're not engaging. But it's just like, you make it really hard.
Well, I guess. So there was one of my professors at NYU that would just let us sit, like, in silence until one of us answers. So there's, yeah, it gets really awkward, and then eventually someone's gonna say something
uh-huh.
because he would just let it sit. But he was also like a Zen Buddhist master or something like that. So I get.
Oh, I guess he have a method to his madness.
Okay. So it's not like this problem of like,
my finger.
Like, it's not like a thing for him to be silent. You okay?
Yeah. Oh, my finger.
Also, in the past, as you know, Aretha Franklin passed. And did you watch this funeral?
Oh, Lord.
I knew from the beat. I didn't even look at the schedule, but
listen,
I knew.
When I saw that this thing started at 10 and it's supposed to end at like 3 or 4, I said, look, you have to make your own commercial breaks. Because
it told it out to being about 10 hours long.
Oh my God. I watched like the first hour when everybody was coming in and viewing her. And that's about it. I left the house.
Apparently she had like wardrobe changes.
Yeah, like her legs crossed in the
with her red fire red and that her gold casket, the pink Cadillacs.
Oh my God, she was all out.
They were pink Cadillacs, right? Or Escalades or something. It was something. I'm not too sure. It was some pink car.
But look, she lived.
She got a gold. There was a meme saying like, "Oh, people always say you can't be buried with your wealth," and then it's like Aretha Franklin, her gold casket. I'm like,
I mean, I won't say that she's exactly buried in her wealth, but she's just buried in that luxurious lifestyle that she used to. Like,
but she
wears furs and stuff. Like,
she also didn't
afford that.
Oh yeah, PETA was like, oh, donate her furs. Oh,
shut the fuck up! Damn, like, could she die in peace?
We want the fur. What are you gonna do with them? The animal's dead already.
Right? Y'all gonna wear it? Oh, you gonna stitch it back on the animal? No.
They're gonna sell it and use
like,
the...
What do y'all want?
Because you don't want people to wear fur coats. So you're just gonna burn like thousands of dollars worth of merchandise? For what?
I don't care.
Well, and also it's important to know, as long as it's... For me, as long as it's not endangered,
mm-hmm.
or as long as it's ethically... Like, as long as you're not like stuffing them in cages and like...
I feel like I don't make enough money to think about mink and like furs. So it's just like
they don't even look that good. The guys' ones don't look that good.
Mm-mm. You know, you see Safari walking around with these fur coats
I'm
in
like,
the summer.
Bro, come on.
It's summertime.
You probably pay a lot of money for that. That's probably why. They are like 5,000.
Yeah, they'd be up there in price.
Uh-uh. You gotta get them professionally cleaned and stored in like cold storage. Like, this is too much.
Too much care.
Get a North Face if you want to spend money. Like, leave it alone.
They do enough.
Oh, and yeah, Ariana was full on groped on stage.
I'm so happy I didn't see that like on TV, because that would have made me like even more upset, because I'm like, are you serious? Like, this is like national television. Right. You're groping her. And then people's talking about, oh, well, she shouldn't have wear that short dress.
That's not an excuse.
Like, she still deserves respect regardless. Like, yeah. That just means, oh, well, she deserves less respect because she has a short dress on.
But I do think it, because we've been having the conversation, like, about, I like Ariana.
She's cool.
Why was she selected?
I don't know.
Like, I mean, I know nobody's talking about it, but, like, let's be like,
I don't know. To be honest, I just wanted, like, all black singers. Mm-hmm. Just keep it all black.
Do you want to talk about that other thing that kind of came out of this? What? We never really got to talk about it.
What?
The whole...
Huh?
No, right?
Oh, that's another episode.
Oh, yeah. That was like...
That's a whole topic
for... We should do that when Shirley comes on.
Yeah. Like, yeah,
we should talk about that. And heck, all right, you hear that, Shirley? We have an episode ready for you.
All right, because we need a team.
But just to let y'all know, there was a whole thing that happened related to the funeral that me and Shannon, and like the response to it, me and Shannon were just like,
"It's just like,
really?
I don't want to be y'all friends,
right? Anymore. Isn't that serious? Like, I get why. Like, I don't get it. It was like ridiculous. Like." Mm-hmm. All I will say, if you don't like someone, just say you don't like them. Mm-hmm. Don't try to make it into something else and try to drag people and be woke about it.
Yeah.
This is like another thing. I'm sorry. I'm tired. I think it's probably because I was raised in the church and dealt with people that tried to out holy or out religious people, righteous people. Uh-huh. I'm tired of people trying to out woke each other.
It's really true.
It's exhausting.
Like, how could you out woke someone?
It is like there are people that are problematic and they're like, we need to fight against them. There are people that like don't know better, mm-hmm. and you need to educate them. But like,
there's people that do know better and they just don't want
exactly
to, you know.
But if you out here like, oh, you ate this asparagus from like an unfiltered farm, like calm down. It's not that serious.
I was watching, it was something on Instagram I was looking at, and like, I thought it was interesting, and I never really looked at it before, and this might be a little bit like off topic, mm-hmm. but it was talking about like non-dairy milk, mm-hmm. and like when you look at the ingredients, it's like canola oil in there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I'm just like, I'm gonna like go and like Whole Foods and look at this stuff like, and see like
canola oil.
Is canola really in here, or are we just being really woke? Is this like another name for canola oil? Is this not like, what is it?
There's no bottom,
but it's just like top. It's so much pages out here that's saying this is the facts. It's too many. It's too many. It's just like,
also I wanted to be more of a writer, like write like pop, like things like I was doing on Blavity.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, just seeing how much people are really just writing to write.
Yeah.
Like, the minute someone gets a thought or an opinion, da da da.
Yeah, and it's like, just this... like, the internet has become, like, this really mixed up thought process, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's just, like, everyone just spits out whatever the hell they want to say. And it just doesn't even make sense. Like,
it's
becoming ridiculous on the internet.
It is, especially Twitter.
Yes,
because I didn't like it when people were saying this. It was like, opinions are like assholes. Everyone has one,
mm-hmm.
but literally, like, everyone that like, oh my gosh, this made me like. And I do want to say, like, I understand things make you upset, and there are legitimate critiques and mm-hmm. like perspective, like, because I don't want to say like we only need like academics or quote-unquote smart people and people that have studied this responding, because they've always responded. We need people on the ground. At the same time, like, do we need... I don't know how to say it, but, like, literally everyone wants to be a writer on, like, a page and get paid for it. and there's not enough spots.
I think people just like to have the credit of it.
Right. Like, oh, I wrote this.
Yeah.
I didn't get paid for any of the two blabbity articles I wrote. So
it's
I don't.
It's just the name of it. Just knowing that you did that.
I probably got like 10 followers from those two articles.
Oh, really?
I don't think I got much. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like this whole.
Because it's just like. I feel like it's like the equivalent of getting likes on Instagram, getting retweets, getting
likes.
Because it's
true.
Like you're not getting paid for it, but it's just like the fact that it kind of boosts you up a little
bit.
Like
your ego. Oh,
yeah.
But retweets and likes don't mean what they used to.
Mm-mm.
You can't. Whatever. Like this was like far off topic. Funeral. Also, the ceremony was trash. Apparently, I didn't listen to it. The family hated it.
I didn't know what they say at this point. I don't even know.
Yeah, that's Aretha.
Mm-hmm.
Also, RIP Mac Miller. Did you ever listen to him?
Oh, yeah. Like, I definitely was a fan of him. And even, like, before he died.
Yeah.
Like, even a few weeks before that, like, I was listening to him in the car. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, wow. Like, it was just so unexpected at the moment.
Yeah. Pretty.
A lot of people took it rough.
Yeah,
And I'm just like, it's. Charles I think Gambino. It's interesting because he's not like a mainstream mm-hmm. rapper, but people do know who he is. Yeah. And there's some people that don't know who he is, right. But
hell, I know who he is.
Yeah, but
and I only know mainstream people.
Yeah, but oh my god, like and a lot of people took it hard.
Yeah, well, it's also. And, like, one of the things that really sucked, like, Ariana was really having, like, a bad 2-3 weeks.
I mean...
Because people were trying to blame her.
We can even go back to that whole terrorist attack. Was it a terrorist attack?
Yeah, in Manchester. Yeah, like, a bad year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was saying... The reason she left is because she couldn't really save him.
Mm-hmm.
And then people were like, oh, you're... Like, they were going in her comments. So, yeah. I'm like, you're the reason he did this or he died. Mm-hmm. And that's like, people... That's why the internet is such trash right now.
It is, like, it's too much. It's like, I don't even want to comment on anything because right. somebody's just going to sit, like, come back with something stupid. Like,
that's why I only talk to my friend. Because you remember me. I had a whole day argument with someone that didn't know what
I don't have
about.
That time. Mm-hmm. I don't have the patience for all that. Like, I'd rather just not even comment because... It's just too much. Like, why would you blame his death on her? Mind you, she already moved on in another relationship.
She's about to get married. Like, she had to turn off her comments.
Yeah.
On Instagram. The only other person, the people that I saw that did that were Anna Diop, that's going to play Starfire.
Yeah.
And Lila, you don't watch the show, but Lila Lauren, and she's in Power.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember, like, between season 1, 2, and 3... People were like threatening her because she plays like the Fed, and they were in that she broke up a marriage.
Well, this is a show,
Shannon. When I tell you,
it's just a show.
It
is just a show. Guys.
When I told you, people were threatening her.
Like it's just a story.
Like the showrunner had to come out and tell people like stop,
like calm that down.
Ridiculous, but people just get like that's why. I think it's also connected to this whole thing about, like, people just typing whatever they want, like, mm-hmm. for articles or whatever, and not thinking and sitting with it.
Yeah.
Or seeing, like, okay, or at least letting people review it.
Mm-hmm. I actually seen a few people that, like, admit they write, like, trolling comments just to, like, get a response out of people.
Sweet.
So it's just like, really? No one wants to
go
through that.
We gotta
do
an episode on trolling.
Yeah.
Or internet culture trolls. Because
we should talk about trolling and then add in Roman Way.
Oh my gosh, no.
You saw him when he got in the accident?
Oh, that's so messed up.
I can't laugh at his that. Wheelchair was...
Did you watch the episode?
Yes, I did. Oh my god.
What did you think?
He's hilarious.
This is really real.
He's hilarious, but I feel
you know
like...
I can't stand you, Cam Yancey.
He pulled up. And he spun around. Swerve! I said, wait a minute. That's, oh my God. He's too dramatic. And, like, I guess he's, like, taking out his, like, I guess, anger from, mm-hmm. like, him being bullied when he was younger. But, like, you can't do that to everybody because what if someone really pulled up and, like, beat your ass?
Mm-hmm.
They don't give a fuck if you're in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm. But, that's what people were saying on Twitter.
Like, shit. And I was like, People is getting reckless now. They're not caring. They're not caring.
But, and that's kind of related to what we're going to talk about at the end of the episode. Mm-hmm. About, like, what people say and how people respond.
Yeah, and how people move, and, you know.
Like, if can you be mad if someone, after you said so much stuff or done, or shaded them, that they... Uh-huh. That's why I started learning karate. Because I do got a mouth, and I need to be able to defend myself. I can't be out here trying to... Yeah. Mm-hmm. What else has happened?
Kaepernick and Nike.
Yeah. Gosh.
So... White people is like, their tidy whities is up in the and like they cannot handle Kaepernick being what he's a spokesperson.
Yeah, or like a face.
Like a face to be the face of Nike, and like they're over here burning their Nike sneakers, they cutting out the Nike checks and their shorts and their socks. It's just like, but y'all paid for it. Mm-hmm. And, like, y'all not even worried about, like, how the product was actually made. Like, this shit was made in sweatshops back in fucking the Philippines. Mm-hmm. And they're getting paid $2 a fucking week to mm-hmm. make that shit.
That's that.
But y'all worried about Kaepernick being burning a spokesperson. Them. Like, burning them. Like, are you serious?
Like, whole town, like that whole town in Louisiana that was like, Nike can't be worn here anymore. Or some shit like that.
Yeah, I'm like,
and then, like, the college and the Ozarks, like, no one goes... No black person goes to.
No black person goes to.
And they're like, we will not use Nike on our athletic teams anymore. Shut up. Like, what?
I swear, like, cause do they understand how ridiculous that sounds? Especially, like, I've watched a documentary of how these sneakers have been made. And the conditions these people live in just to even make this sneaker right. is fucked up. Mm-hmm. But then y'all worried about Kaepernick and his opinion. Like, they don't understand. They don't see. They don't, like, open their mind to see, like, okay, there's more to it than what they're thinking.
I don't know what to tell you. Like, literally, they don't care.
It's like, you can't be that close-minded.
Well, and I think this is an important point. Like, they're that close-minded and they're mad at Nike, and they don't want to understand why Kaepernick kneeled and why it's wrong that he was blackballed and why other people are still kind of kneeling. Mm-hmm. But they'll be the same ones, and RIP to both of Shem Jean.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Dallas. I was about to say, like, we should mention him, too. Like,
They'll be the same ones to be like, oh, but, like, she was, like, she thought she was in the wrong place.
Yeah, but that does that mean that, okay, I'm a shoo-in?
That is... this.
And
is,
then what's really making me so pissed off about it is that now they're talking about, oh, they found right. marijuana in his apartment. What the fuck does that have to do with the lady killing this man?
So, I've seen, like I've been trying to process this for, like, the last week. I, like, commented only, like, yesterday on it. One, apparently, like, the doors, it's lit up what door number it is. Mm-hmm. So... you have to know what room your apartment it is. Two, it's a specialized key that opens the door. So this whole thing about, like, that one of the neighbors showed. Mm-hmm. Like, this whole thing about, like, oh, I accidentally opened the door or the door was ajar. Mm-hmm. No, because the neighbor showed that they put their specialized key in and opened. And the minute they took it in, the door immediately slammed shut.
So here's another question. How much black people live in that building?
I have no idea.
Because if he's the only one, then he would have been a target.
Also, yeah,
he would have been a target. Like,
I don't know how
true because if you need a specialized key to even get into the apartment, how you even get into his apartment then?
So, but she was saying like other neighbors were reporting that like they heard yelling from her or whatever. Like there was something going on. They heard something, and that it wasn't this thing about like her being lost and getting into the wrong apartment.
How you? You see, this is the bullshit. That's bullshit. Also, I don't want to hear I'm getting lost on my way to my apartment.
How long you been living there?
Like,
even like you know, like.
Like, you know where you live at. Come on now.
Also, like.
That's bullshit.
For me, it's really funny that they decided to use the weed. It's not surprising at all. Like, it's not right on cue.
But it's just. It's like right on cue. It has nothing to do with anything to me.
And you know why? I think it's for this one. like whenever it gets hard, like when it's like someone that's quote unquote not an angel, quote, like what they use for Mike Brown, it's easy to throw the weed in there. Mm-hmm. But this dude was like, and I don't want to do in respectability politics, so calm down. Super wokes. I'm not doing respectability politics. But for white people, they look at this like, oh, he was involved in his church, and he was like a successful accountant or whatever. He had a successful job, college educated. Yeah. He wasn't one of these quote unquote American blacks, because he was an immigrant. And so he was like, on paper for white people, like, damn, he's hard to fault for getting killed in his own house. And all it takes for, you just got to throw that weed in there. And they're like, yeah, see, he was a criminal. Smoking and trying.
And I don't know. It's just so much controversy when it comes to, like, dealing with the cops. Because sometimes cops really do plant things on you, too.
Yeah, this one.
And I'm just like, man, like, I just, it's hard. It's hard.
Why is there a warrant for someone that's dead? Like, why?
What was the warrant for?
For the weed.
But they said it just found the weed, though.
I don't know what the warrant was for, but there was a warrant to search his place.
Oh, wow.
Right. Very convenient.
They just, you know what? Exactly. Like, just what I just said.
Yeah. It sounds like it was planted.
It sounds like it was planted.
That's very convenient.
Where did the warrant come from?
It took forever for them to arrest her. And when they did, they charged her with manslaughter.
Yeah, I think, she got out, she bailed herself out or something like that. So that means her bail wasn't even that much. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, you know what? I don't trust it.
But this also, it's important. Yeah, it's important to remember. I don't think a lot of people remember this. And it's going to piss some white people off. But remember the guy that was involved with the shooting of the police in Dallas? The black guy? It was like a year or two ago. It was like right before the election. And people were like, oh my gosh, he shot like 5 police officers. It was a black guy. And he had former training.
I think I remember.
But what people don't and I remember it clearly because it was like a very dangerous precedent. They used the drone to kill him.
What?
Like, it was not like a drone, like a flying drone, but it was like a robot that exploded. The way they phrased it made it seem like it was not that big deal. But he didn't even get like a trial.
I bet he didn't.
So this is wading into conspiracy theory stuff, possibly. So bear with me. It's just really interesting that, like, yes, he shot them, but by the Constitution, he was supposed to be brought in for a trial, unless you were unable to. So if you blow him up, it's like this other thing. I don't know. But, like, and even if this is a conspiracy theory, this is why black people don't trust the cops.
Exactly.
And this is why Kaepernick was kneeling. And this is why all of this is trash. And I don't know. This is just ridiculous. God. So much. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, white people's really burning up these shoes. Because like, it's not that deep. Mm-mm. It's really not. Like, how does that really affect you like that?
I have no idea.
But then you can support a president that have kids in a fucking concentration camp.
We still have, like, kids are still lost.
Like, it's like over 1,000 lost, right?
People don't know where they are.
But y'all support that guy.
Oh, like, they're gonna ride. Or Paul Manafort is pleading guilty.
Who's Paul Manafort?
He was Trump's lawyer or something like this. Like,
oh, really?
He's agreed to plead guilty, so that means it's a plea deal.
Ooh.
Yes. That means a plea deal. He copped the plea deal with Mueller and is going to start talking about something.
Oh, man.
Because if he doesn't, he's going to jail for something else. So he didn't win the first trial. Uh-huh. And now he has this plea deal for the second charge. That's a big sign. That's a big sign that something's going on.
I mean, listen, we already know it's already corrupt. But now things is going to come out. It's going to come out.
Is there anything else before we get to the big 1-2?
There's the whole Afropunk thing, but I feel like I don't have enough information to even talk about it.
I'm kind of glad I didn't go, and I was at a wedding.
Yeah. First of all, wasn't Afropunk free?
I don't know, I've never been. I used to think it was.
Do you see, like, the price of the tickets?
Yeah,
like,
they got expensive.
It's ridiculous, and it's like,
but it came very commercial. Mm-hmm. There was that guy that had the shirt, and they kicked out.
Yeah, it was like
Afropunk gentrified or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. But it was saying that Afropunk had sold out.
Right.
And
honestly, again, some people might be too woke, but like if I was someone that was organizing something like that, mm-hmm. and I saw someone with a shirt like that, what they want is attention. And you know you're under scrutiny. Like, oh my gosh, they're gonna.
But my thing is, Afropunk gets bigger every year, so it's just like, then this needs to be some type of control to hold everyone together. Mm-hmm. So if it seems like they've been someone selling out, I mean, I don't know how someone would sell out. Like,
well, what the so there was like this big long Facebook post by someone that used to be an editor. And it talked about how like they were becoming more respectable, sort of like respectability politics were kind of trickling in, like mm-hmm. how they wanted to become more legitimate that way,
yeah.
And how some like articles didn't get approved or some things like just were changing in the organization.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what like because when you start making money, yeah. it might have been like cool as this like sort of renegade thing. But, like, the way capitalism functions, it kind of, like, oh, you have to act like this to get more money. Or mm-hmm. to be more prestigious.
Yeah. Or to have a bigger base.
Right. It's kind of like the trap brunch stuff. You ever heard about this? Like,
I heard about trap brunch, but I like, feel like there's trap karaoke, there's trap and paint, like.
So it's like the bougie black people that don't like hood people. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you gotta be respectable and not, like, ghetto. But then they're like, oh, I'll go to a trap brunch, like, instantly.
Yeah.
The quote-unquote blavity blacks.
Mm-hmm.
So. That's.
You wrote for blavity.
I did, but apparently I'm not a blavity black, so.
You're not blavity.
I just like my oysters. And, yo, I cannot wait till I can buy some. Like, I've been saving.
Oh, my God, come on,
we get, like, 48 of them.
I just want, like, some crab legs.
Please stop. There was a place. I was telling Shannon, I was going to go to this place called, I'm not going to tell you what it's called. I don't want y'all going there. But there's a place right by my school at NYU. They're only open at 5. And so it's always like messes my schedule up because I'm hungry and thirsty at 4. So I want to like do.
You got one with like some crackers and like
juice. So I could like, and it's really good. I went there and I got like they have like, meat, mild, medium, spicy, and fire. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, these people cater for white people. The fire can't be that hot.
Listen.
The bartender was like, oh, you got the fire? That's crazy, son. I had to leave because I had to get it. Like, can I get this to go? Because it was just ridiculous. Because
I'm going
to
die eating this right here.
I was like, y'all got milk back there? I couldn't, like, and then the way my masculinity was set up, I just had to keep it up. I just had to be, like, keep pretending, like, okay, yeah, I can handle this death trap.
Oh, my God.
And I just had to eat the rest of it cold the next day and, like, drink a gallon of milk almost.
Oh, my God.
That's it was real hilarious. Good. But I'll bring it. We have to bring some. Okay. One day when we record. Now, that was a commercial, but to the main event. Y'all know what we're going to talk about.
Everybody's talking about it. Like, legit, everybody's talking about it. Like,
it was in The Guardian in the UK.
The UK. Mind you, this happened in New York.
Go ahead. Lay it out.
So, it's New York Fashion Week, and I guess, was it like an after party, I think?
It was Harper's Bazaar or something. It was like a big
party. I think it was a party,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, it was a party.
And, supposedly, Nicki Minaj and Cardi B got into a huge brawl, but it's just so much things to it because I listen to like everybody's side. I listen to Queen's Radio. I listen to
Cardi B. Can I say what happened first?
Huh?
Oh wait, no, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying I listen to like all these different sources and. Could you pick a side?
So, for me, at the beginning, I was like, "This, I just like seeing." We've discussed this on this episode.
Yeah.
No matter how prestigious or bougie I get, I like seeing a fight. I like the, but I remember when YouTube just came out and people would just upload their fight videos. Mm-hmm. I would sit there for hours and watch them because it was just like that good. So this is a basic part of me that's never gonna get over. Like, oh, they fighting. Like, I'm just gonna want to see.
I couldn't really even see like what was going on. Nothing happened. But like you heard Cardi B like say something. I'm like, yes, girl, go football.
Pick a side. I just was watching both sides, seeing what they were saying.
Yeah, and it's just like it's like when it first happened, everybody was talking about it. Then it kind of get dragged on, and they have other people putting in their two cents and their experience with each person. And it's just like, whoa.
Well, something that someone commented, I can't remember where, but they were like, it's kind of like the fight was kind of like a creation of the fans.
Yeah.
Because like Cardi's people were like, oh, da-da-da-da-da, she's bad at Nicki, da-da-da. And Nicki, people like, oh, what? You
can't. See, but here's the thing. They're saying that, well, on Queen Radio, Nicki Minaj said that the person that was recording was a publicist.
That recorded the fight?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, she said that the publicist recorded the fight, which kind of makes me go, because when you deal with, like, the industry and the media, sometimes you have to kind of keep up this persona about you. So, I'm not saying that Cardi B isn't about that life or whatever, but
you all fuck with me.
Yeah, like, if you're going to sing about it, not sing about it, rap about it, they're going to be about it and then catch you on camera doing it.
But my thing is, first of all, it wasn't a fight.
It wasn't a fight. Cardi B just got knocked in the head.
And then it was like, oh, literally, that was what it was. Mm-hmm. And I'm not one of these people that's like, oh, we got to be respectable. The white folk are watching. They're going to think the same thing anyway.
Like, they're going to feel however they feel. Just you being there when, you know, would make them uncomfortable. But me personally, I don't care what the white people feel. Mm-hmm. It's just that sometimes there is a time and a place to do things. Mm. But it's like, who cares what the white people say? But sometimes when you in a place anywhere, sometimes you have to be professional and just calm your ass down. Like, look, if y'all wanted to, I mean, if she really wanted to put her hands on her, she could have been like, yo, like, hey, Nicki Minaj, you know, let's step to the side. I just want to talk to you a little bit. And then boom, you can knock her in the face right there. Like, but you have like 20 security guards holding you back.
This is my thing. People are like, oh, Nicki was scared in the corner. I'm like, listen.
If Nicki Minaj was not worried. She paid for security. The security was that goddamn job.
They earned that check.
Okay.
They earned that check. I would have gave them a bonus.
Like, that's what they're supposed to do. It's not her being scared. She hired security to do their fucking job.
Don't let nobody touch me.
Like, do not let the peasant touch me. Okay?
The riffraff.
Don't let the riffraff. A couple wet wipes in case a bum try to touch me. Ew.
No.
She said it herself. Okay?
She said what?
She said that herself in a song.
Oh.
That's like one of my favorite lines. But
she was like, not for it. She's not
like,
with it.
She hired security. So, like, of course she's going to be behind her damn security. And I'm not sure where Ra Ali fits in.
Because originally they said it was Ra Ali. Like, I was a lot. Well,
yeah,
was,
but I'm like, I'm where? Like, was, in the video, where was she at? Like,
I was awake when it was going on. So people were tweeting. So what the first video that came out, the angle was terrible. Mm-hmm. So it was like, oh, it's Cardi and Ra Ali. They didn't say it was the bodyguard that elbowed her.
Yeah.
So they thought Ra Ali had hit Cardi, and that's why she got the knot. And so
but
they were
like, where was Ra Ali in this mix? Like, was she like in the back, side? Like, I just did not see her.
She was the first name that was dropped.
She was. That's what I'm like, Ra Ali.
She was fighting Cardi for Nicki.
I said, she is kind of built.
Yeah.
Kind of built. Not, but. Not a big girl.
Yeah. I don't know. Cardi was. She walked out. Apparently, her dress got ripped.
That was a big knot on her head.
She lost her shoe.
She threw her shoes.
But yeah, still lost. They had to walk out there barefoot. Just all over the place. Crazy. It was me and my messy ass. I loved it.
I mean, I enjoyed every bit of it.
The memes, the people talking about it. That, like, Kelly Rowland was, like, probably the most, like, sensible, diplomatic. She was like, I like both women. I cannot.
She said we shouldn't be fighting each other in a time like this.
But we do have to talk about the whole... We talked about this when we were talking about Queen and its release. Nikki stuff. Vicky... What's her name? What is her name? She dated 50 Cent.
Oh.
And, ooh, like, two can play that game. Like, her name just left my mouth. Vivica A. Fox.
Yes.
I was like, Vicky, no, that's not. Vivica A. Fox.
She makes wigs.
Does she?
She do.
She was like, well, yes, Cardi did that, and I don't agree with that. But if you saying stuff behind the scenes and doing stuff.
See, but then now Cardi B on the Queen Radio saying, oh, she's not stopping anybody's bag.
But Vicky, yeah.
She'll never talk about anybody's kids. But like. She's saying that people like to spew this hate and these false lies about her and stuff like that. But I'm like, I feel like there's some truth to it.
Well, because of like everything everyone else has said. Because I saw you share that tweet. Like, mm-hmm. Remy said it. K. Michelle said it.
Uh-huh. A few people said it.
Safari said it.
Well, Safari done lied on her. It's talking about, you know, he helped write her songs and Cardi B. Not Cardi B, Nicki Minaj, you know, wrote her songs. And I believe that Nicki Minaj do sit there and write her music. Mm-hmm. So, for Safari to say that, I guess he's stopping his own bag.
I don't know how she is stopping someone, but it does say something.
But they're saying that, like, instead of going and, like, fighting somebody, it's more like, calling up your friends and be like, look, if you work with Cardi B, I ain't fucking with you anymore type shit. Like, pulling strings. I mean, she has enough power to do that.
Does she?
Nicki Minaj have enough power
to do that. Charlamagne and them don't like her on The Breakfast Club.
Why?
They were on Cardi's side. Like, from what I heard.
Uh-huh.
Like
I haven't been listening to the Breakfast Club.
I just only listened to that one, like, Rumor Report episode. They were like, oh yeah, we're with Cardi because she's about that life.
Charlamagne ain't about that life. When they ran up on his ass.
He ran away, yeah.
So you can't talk about somebody being about that life. But I mean, if Cardi B says, you know, I'm going to fuck you up, or... Like, when she was pregnant, she'd say, wait until this baby drop. She sure did wait until that baby dropped, and she was out there.
But someone was talking about, I don't want to Love & Hip Hop, that she got beat up on Love & Hip Hop, though. That she tried to get in the fight, and I don't remember. I don't know.
I think she threw a shoe at one of the reunions, but she ain't really, like, fight.
You know what fight's never going to be, like, the fight when they all tried to fight in New York? That was classic TV.
Look, New York is classic TV, okay?
She made BH1.
She really did. Flavor Flav was the stepping stone, but above that, New York, okay?
She made BH1 what it is today.
She went off to even have her own...
Several shows.
Yeah, several shows.
I Love New York. New York Goes to Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. And I think she came I back Love to New Charm York School. Had two seasons, or was it one? Two. And then the two brothers that was on that Chance. Show went and had their own show, yeah, branching off from her. Like, oh yeah, one of them died.
Chance, yeah. Real Chance of Love.
But
it's been wild.
Yeah,
it's been a wild.
But at first, I wasn't on nobody's side. But once I had watched Queen Radio, I'm like, okay, I think I might be on Nicki Minaj's side, but. More stuff and more tea comes out, and it's just like, well, Nicki Minaj, you was talking about somebody's child at one point. And, like, you was really ruthless with it, too. Both of y'all was talking about somebody's child.
And both of y'all said anti-black shit.
Yeah.
When y'all call... And I think this is the thing. People...
It's like each other is calling the kettle black.
But exactly.
So it's just like, what are y'all even fighting for?
Y'all the same. Probably that's why they fight. They're too much similar. Too similar.
But, like, what could be, like... The main cause of, like, the issue besides... Because even before, it was, like, a kind
with the
of...
the motorsport thing?
Yeah, quote-unquote beef. Because, like, even after watching...
We talked
watching,
about that. What happened, exactly?
They said that Cardi B did not, like...
pay homage or something.
Well, that's what Nicki Minaj said. Because Cardi B was mad that whatever verse that she put on in the first place, like in the song originally, she said that it was like jabs towards Cardi, like herself, Cardi B. And I'm just like, when I listened to it, I didn't really get it.
Right.
But they made her change the verse and everything.
Who, Nicki?
Or yeah, they made Nicki Minaj change the verse.
Oh.
And
so you saw, you listened to the first version?
Yeah, I did. They have it on YouTube. But I didn't see like what was the big thing about it. But I guess from that, Nicki Minaj felt like, well, I helped pave the way for you too. Mm-hmm. Like, you treated me some type of way.
But someone that I follow on Facebook, when the first whispers of her beef came out, were saying like, oh, but Nicki, you're saying this about Cardi, but you didn't do that for other people. And like, I don't think that's true, because we listened to like the other interviews that she did. She literally paid homage to all these other
female rappers. Like, multiple times.
Even Kim.
Remy Ma, Lil' Kim, and Foxy Brown. Those was like the three that she
always dropped.
Always was like, yo, those three, I pay homage to them. I love them. They made me who I am, type thing. So,
but it was, the problem was when she was like, I think I'm going to be the queen of rap now, that people got to fret. Kim.
But what? But like, oh my God, everybody gets so feisty.
But it comes from this idea that there can only be one woman.
Yeah, but I
versus
feel like,
all these guys.
That but are I feel out like, here. Have we really compared Cardi B and Nicki Minaj? I don't think so.
Their fans are.
It's the fans.
They
like,
are ridiculous.
In general, we're not comparing those two.
I think most sane people are like, we like both their music.
Yeah, like they differ.
They have different sounds. They have different things that they're good at. Like, Cardi's having a moment because like she is new.
Mm-hmm.
And like she, but she does have like the different, like we didn't even talk about the payola thing. That was like a,
first of all, that kind of makes me mad, because I'm like, I know Nicki Minaj used payola too.
For the blogs?
What, like, not even for the blogs, but when she first came out and she was on that hype, mm-hmm. and the music that she was coming out with was
Beat
just...
Beat Me Up, Scotty.
She had a lot of corny songs too. That was very popular. And I'm just like, nah, really? That had to be some payola there too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ain't no damn way. Everybody's like, oh my God, this is my favorite song. What was that shit? Starships?
Starship. I love those summer songs.
Song.
Those summer songs were so good.
Oh, I don't
Starships
like it.
Starships were meant to fly. Mm-mm. No? You don't like singing Nicki, so.
I don't.
So.
Only occasionally, but in general, I don't go for it.
Do you have anything else to add? What else? I think that's been everything.
Yeah, they're both problematic.
And that's what I meant to say. Their fans are out here acting like each one of them is a saint. Like they're
it's
hardcore.
Just like they make it sound like they can't do no wrong.
I'm like, damn, calm down. That's why Beyonce don't do no email. Like interviews, not emails.
Right, she barely do a caption on a video.
She put a caption yesterday on her picture.
And I was surprised.
I was like, and it was like a decent paragraph about her love for Jay-Z in the concert. And I was
a
like,
decent paragraph.
What? You wrote something.
Right?
Damn.
I said Beyonce is actually writing. I feel like Beyonce is kind of like trickling back into talking again.
I don't know. Or maybe
magazine,
she's getting popular
the magazine
enough. With
that she
Vogue.
Did with Vogue. I actually bought it, I think, what, yesterday or 2 days ago. And I think the fact that like she opened up so much about like her pregnancy and stuff like that, and like now she's like writing captions. I'm like, okay, baby steps.
Maybe she'll be. She's at that point of superstardom that she can say almost whatever she wants.
I think she'll say whatever she feels, but she, her personal is a personal.
Mm-hmm. Well, she used to be goofy talking about she wants to be a whale. I miss that Beyonce.
Listen.
Give Beyonce edibles again.
Listen.
That should be a hashtag. Give Beyonce edibles again.
Beyonce in these interviews back in the day. Ridiculous.
Her, like Kelly, like, I think that, and giving her, cutting her eyes.
I think her best move was stop doing those interviews.
She probably can't control her facial expressions.
Her facial expressions was like off too.
There was one interview I saw recently where someone shaded her for her acting or her album. She's like, oh, I really thought, why? I never heard that. Like, someone's like, oh, people don't really like this. I'm like, really? I didn't really hear that. Tell me more about it. And I would have been like, what? So.
Well, I think Beyonce is that type of person. Like, if she hears bad, she's going to make it good.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what we didn't
talk about? She's going to make it eat your words.
You know, of course. You know what we didn't talk about? The Serena Williams stuff.
Oh, that's a big thing.
I'm glad we didn't remember that before.
That is a big thing.
Because it sucks in so many ways. It sucks for Naomi, mm-hmm. Osaka.
They really tried to embarrass both of them, to be honest.
Like, it was like designed to get Serena, but also by using another black woman to do it. Uh-huh. And like it was like this
And then even when she won, they was like, they're, like, not trying to acknowledge her blackness.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, because some people are like, oh, because she's playing for Japan. I'm like, y'all know. She's said it multiple times that she's Haitian Japanese and that she was raised in a Haitian household. And anyone that knows anything about Japan knows that they're very ethnocentric. Mm-hmm. Like, Japanese, I think, from what I've read, they're, like, very, like...
Yeah.
Like, them.
They're pretty, like... I would say
that's why white race
open.
Huh?
I feel like Japanese people are more open to us, although sometimes it could get really mixy.
Fetishes.
Yeah, it could kind of get fetishy, kind of offensive. But I feel like it's not intentional. Mm. But you know, there's going to be people
some
that do
are
it
very
intentionally.
Traditional.
Yeah,
but like a lot of white supremacists. Like look to the Japanese and say like they could be, we could use them or they could be incorporated into us, mm-hmm. because of their looks. Like historian, sorry, a lot of these Latin Americanists that were like trying to whiten their countries, they would ask for like people like from Italy and other places in Europe, but Japan was one of the few places that they wanted people to come from because mm-hmm. the look and that they're whiter and they're There's like this whole ethno thing that you know her family and her mother was kind of like ostracized from marrying a Haitian man. And so for Naomi to honestly always mention like, I was raised in a Haitian household. I grew up in New York and now I live in Florida. Mm-hmm. Literally the only reason she went to Japan is, well, not the only reason, but I think the reason she went to Japan is because like they have the resources. Mm-hmm. It's for the same reason why a lot of Jamaican athletes from Jamaica go run for like the United Emirates or any of those countries in the Arabian mm-hmm. Peninsula, because they have the money to sponsor you in a field that's already really packed.
Yeah.
Like the U.S. tennis field is packed and stacked. Mm-hmm. The same with Jamaican track and field. So you go to a country that's like, oh, we'll pay for you. Mm-hmm. Boom. Even if they don't like you. Because they weren't going to write about her otherwise. Mm-mm. Like...
They wasn't going to make it like a big deal. But like, even that offensive cartoon strip.
Right.
Like.
The Australians are the last ones that really should.
Oh my God.
Them and the American. Like, Australia, you are. The white people in there were literally all the criminals.
Oh my
all
gosh.
Of y'all descend from the criminals. That England didn't want to deal with anymore. Mm-hmm. You in America. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, they were like, let's send these terrible people away. And they'll die in Australia or something. Mm-hmm. And y'all want to talk? Oh, no.
I'm just saying, that was, like, I was offended looking at that. Because it was just, like, they made her to be this, how would I describe it? Like,
man, it was, like, it a was Jezebel.
Like, a Jezebel kind of, like.
Angry
animal kind of, like.
And they made Naomi white. They basically made her, like, look like Maria Sharapova. they took that Naomi had blonde tips and ran with it. Suddenly this girl became white and like a passive person in this image, like didn't have anything. And then all the whole umpires like now saying they're going to boycott Serena games. Did you see this?
Oh, no.
Like they're like, oh, we want to unionize and start boycotting Serena's game. Like what? Serena's whole point was that you let the men athletes get away with this. Mm-hmm. And there's something to be said about some people like, okay, even though the men get away with it, you shouldn't either. And that's one thing, way to look at it. The other way is like, don't try to do that now in the final.
I guess she was trying to prove a point.
And she did. Like, it was like a very glaring example. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how much you watched them growing up.
Mm-mm-mm.
But they've always had to deal with this shit.
Yeah.
Venus and
her. Well, they used to used to it. They know what's up. They know where it goes.
Like 2 years ago, the same umpire did the same thing to Venus.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Said that her coach was coaching her and took a point or some shit like that.
Oh, yeah. I was reading something about that. It was like, there was like coaching from like the sidelines or something like that. And I'm not supposed to do that. It's against the rules. But now Serena got to pay $17,000, which is nothing to her.
Like, she has it.
If she don't have it, her husband got it.
That's right. He won't. Oof.
Listen, we're not living our lives right.
We need to come up with an app or like a website. But like, what do we do that everyone else hasn't done already?
We need to log into Sugar Mama and Sugar Daddy. Mama needs some house. Baby needs some shoes. Okay.
What do you need?
Shoes.
You gonna pay these bills for me?
See, if like, why can't like I get like a sugar daddy that don't want nothing? Like, you should just give me money.
Or you should be like,
and I'll just be cute.
Like, give me stock options.
Right. Something like, you know, let me get my dividends. You know, if it's not doing good, I'm going to sell it. Like,
right. Get that money. Take it out.
Okay. God, like.
Yeah.
Jesus. Where's people find these sugar people from?
Mm-mm.
No.
Do you have any recommendations?
I recommend The Innocence on Netflix.
What's this?
It's about this young girl, and she like runs away from home with her boyfriend, and she finds out that she has this power of shifting. Like, she could shift into another person's body.
Oh.
But like, she could see like herself in the mirror. And like, her mother had it and stuff like that. And it's just like the whole story flips upside down in the last episode.
Oh, so it's a series. It's a new series?
Yeah, it's a new series. And I need Netflix to give me season 2.
Okay.
Like, I really need. Like, that's one of them shows I binge watch. And like I said, I don't binge watch. It's really good.
I also have a Netflix show to recommend. The Dragon Prince.
The Dragon Prince.
It's a cartoon, but it's by the people that did Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Oh, okay.
And I saw the first 2 episodes, and it already got me feeling nostalgic and like, oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Like, because I've been craving like a good animated show that's anime.
It's really not out there. Like, what?
It's like a quality.
Like, you can't go to Nickelodeon or Cartoon Network
and do what we used to do.
No.
There's not these quality shows. There's, because they're trying to sell toys or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we have Steven Universe, which is a good show, and I heard, but
that.
I lost track.
But I would recommend this. The first 2 episodes were good. The first season has 9 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't like the animation. I think it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
But it has a lot of potential. Ooh, I know a lot of people don't read comics, but this is one comic called Border Town.
Mm-hmm.
It is, like, perfect because there were, really briefly, there was this whole controversy online called Comicsgate, where basically the neckbeards were complaining about like all this diversity coming in, and saying like, oh, we need to just get back to the regular, like, what, white men.
Mm-hmm.
So like all the diverse, like the non-white men and non-straight white men creators were like, no, we need to tell all these other stories.
Mm-hmm.
So this story is about a group of kids in the place called Devil's Fork, Arizona,
mm-hmm.
and it's like on the border, the Mexican border, and there's some supernatural stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
And like, one of the characters is black and undocumented. One of them, like, it's really great, and one of them is like Irish and Mexican. But the funny thing is, there's like a chupacabra that can shapeshift.
Oh, really?
And it becomes like your fares. So there's like one panel where, say, for instance, like some people are trying to cross the border, they see like immigration officer. There's one where it's a white guy, he sees like this, some like a caricature of a Mexican and a sombrero. It's very satirical.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's one where like there's a white woman and an urban teenager, and she's like calling like, oh my gosh, there's an urban teenager.
Oh my God.
It's kind of really satirical, a satirical look at race and immigration relations in our country currently, and I think it's like a perfect response to all that. So that was very long-winded, but I like it.
Sounds interesting. I'll check it out.
Well, this has been another episode of Drinking with Blurreds. Thank you all for sticking with us, rocking with us. We will have some guests for you. Don't worry. We have to schedule them. They have schedules and lives.
Yeah.
But follow us on Facebook at Drinking with Blurreds, on Twitter at Drinking W Blurreds, on our blog, drinkingblurreds.com. Thanks as always. Let us know if you have any ideas.
I think the drinking should commence.
Oh, yes. We'll be drinking. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Thanks, and see y'all next time.